Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Chatting again with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Aztec Minerals holds the Cervantes project in Mexico, as well as a majority JV interest in the Tombstone project in southern Arizona. That JV is 75% to Aztec, 25% to a private group in the U.S. We're going to be talking about the Tombstone project because just yesterday, June 5th, the company released drill results, three more holes from the seven-hole program that is now complete. Hole 5 is the headline number here of 2.82 grams per ton gold and 176 grams per ton silver, which works out to just over 5 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 36 meters. And this is with a higher grade component of 11.5 grams per ton gold equivalent, over 15.5 meters. Simon, just a quick update here. That was hole 5. Give us a heads up on these drill results and their location to where you have drilled elsewise on this Tombstone property around this contention pit, please.
Thanks very much, Corey, for having me on, and happy to provide an update on our Tombstone core drilling program. It's the core drilling program that we commenced back in February. This is the first core drilling at the Tombstone project that Aztec has engaged in. We have previously completed two rounds of reverse circulation or RC drilling. Those two programs occurred in the summer and fall of 2020, and then again in the summer and fall of 2021, taking a quick break in 2022 before refocusing on this project earlier this year in 2023, and then commencing the drill program in late February. So we've now completed what is now a seven-hole drill program. And the goals of this program were to expand the mineralized footprint to the west, to the east, and to depth, and to also have the drilling capability of, one, obtaining core, which is very, obviously very important for modeling and understanding the geology and structures that we're drilling through, and as well as having the ability to pass through old mine workings, of which there are numerous old mine workings. And in almost every hole that we've drilled over the 50 holes in this project, we have hit in almost every hole some mine working. So it's an added challenge that is better dealt with using core drilling. So backing up a couple months, in late April, we released the results of hole 1. That hole reached a total depth of approximately 243 meters and encountered the blue limestone units towards the end of the hole. These are the host rocks for some of the high-grade silver that was mined in the district historically. And then up above that in the sediments, in the sediment layers of siltstone and sandstone and QFP dike, we have oxide gold silver that we've drilled off. So hole 1 was obviously a very exciting hole for us. We had some high-grade silver. And now we followed up and announced the results of holes 3, 4, and 5. Hole 3 was a step out, pushing the mineralization towards the east, where we hit a nice section of over 50 meters of nearly 0.8 grams gold equivalent. And then hole 5 pushed the boundary of the mineralization in the central, south central portion of the contention open pit down to depth, hitting a shallow 36 meter intersection, averaging over 5 grams gold equivalent and intersecting multiple 1.5 meter widths of higher grades of silver and gold. And I'll highlight a couple of those. There was almost a 1700 gram per ton silver intersection over 1.5 meters, another intersection over 1400 grams per ton silver, as well as a 1.5 meter intersection averaging over 50 grams of gold. On the whole, we punched through about 4.4 meters of workings in this hole. And you know, we're able to push the high-grade mineralization down to depth in the south central portion of the pit. So we're pleased with accomplishing our goals, expanding to the east with these three holes. And now, having wrapped up this core drilling program, we eagerly await the receipt of additional holes. We have holes in the lab pending final analysis at this moment. Those are holes 6, 2, and 7. So a little bit out of order, but we have those teed up to hopefully release over the next few weeks here.
Okay, so I'll post the drill plan map below this interview so you all can see where these holes came from. The green, neon green being the holes released in this news release, and some of those blue ones being the holes that are coming. And as we can see, it's more to the east and some to the south here. When you look at the cross sections though, Simon, it really looks like this mineralization is almost right under some of that contention pit, or how it's outlined in those cross sections. And then as you get deeper, the mineralization seems to peter off a little bit. So does that mean the focus right here is really almost near surface, just under this pit, because that's where you have seen the higher grade?
That there are really two focuses to this project now. One is that shallow oxide gold silver zone, which lies just beneath the pit and is seemingly extending also east and west in both directions. So that's the open pit oxide target. And correct, you know, the mineralization did peter out a bit to depth, but as you look, especially on hole five, the silver mineralization does kick up at about 130 meters below down the hole, and really above this layer of blue limestone. So we're excited as a future target to continue following up on the deeper potential for a polymetallic mineralization, including high-grade silver at depth. And, you know, I'll also note that hole three was drilled right in the vicinity of what we highlighted as a four-compartment shaft, which was the busiest mining operation back in the historic tombstone mining era about 110, 115 years ago at the turn of the last century. And those mine workings extended down much further than what you see on the cross-section of hole four and five, for example. In fact, they went down in that portion of the contention zone down 1,000 feet or 10 levels. So although hole five, didn't get down to that depth, we're not writing it off. We're actually much more excited to drill that target now. And that would likely form the basis of a separate system, perhaps more of an underground style target as compared to the shallower open pit heap leach style target at the surface.
So one more comment on hole three within the news release. Look, the mineralization, it did hit generally lower grades. It was sub 1 gram per ton. But you mentioned that you hit a lot of underground workings. What's the significance here?
The significance is that the old timers did not mine out the bulk tonnage grades of mineralization. That is evidenced in hole three, where we did have a broad intersection of 62.5 meters of 0.77 grams per ton gold equivalent. So we're finding that mineralization in the hanging walls and footwalls around these old stopes and access tunnels. And, you know, quite frankly, as we can see in hole one and in hole five, they did miss a great deal of the higher grade mineralization as well. So, you know, really, it's a very rich environment to be exploring in for further mineralization. And now that we've figured out how to really regain circulation through some of these old workings, we have the ability to greatly expand the drilled footprint going forward.
Okay, now some of the holes that are coming, again, those are these light blue dots. I see hole six down here, that's way to the south. And then hole seven is up on the north. And hole two, you mentioned some of the drilling issues that you had initially with that hole, then re-drilled. That's more in the central, northern central part of the project. Give us the thought on these holes. They're so spread out, and hole six, just testing, it looks like a very undrilled area to the south.
Yeah, so hole six, I'll start with that one. It is really filling in a really big knowledge gap that we have between the south spoke and the central spoke. And that gap exists because of the slope to the west. It was a little bit difficult to put the RC rig up on that steeper slope when we had a much larger track-mounted RC rig on the site a couple of years ago. So bringing in the smaller diamond drill this time, we were able to position the drill in that gap, and we just drilled a vertical hole there, really to see if those structures running north-south along this contention fault do connect up with the southern spoke. So that would be very welcome news if mineralization was discovered in hole six, and it would really help with our modeling efforts and really give us a whole nother target to then go and expand on in all directions to prove out. And then moving further north to the west, hole two, I'm quite excited about hole two. You'll notice on the plan map, it is a fairly decent step out. It's 80 meters southwest of hole one, and then it's also about 50 meters west of the previous drilling platform for the RC drilling. So that gives us more volume to the west, and if that carries some grade, then that will be obviously again welcome news for proving out some more hopefully higher grade mineralization to the west now, and then that starts to trend towards the new claims that we picked up about a month ago as well, called the West Side claim. And we're quite excited about the prospect of actually drilling perhaps a grid to the west, where historically the West Side mine was known to be the highest grade gold silver mine in the whole Tombstone District. This was mined at a very small scale, I'll have to, mention that, but they mined about we have records for about 5,000 tons in a high grade manto up at what was known as the West Side mine that averaged over 50 ounces of silver and over 1 ounce of gold. So a very rich mine and a good target to work up towards. And then finally, we're awaiting the result of hole TC2307. And this was drilled to push the volume out at the north end of the pit, a little bit towards the east in an area that hadn't been drilled, kind of right up against the eastern high wall there, where we see this very pronounced roll formation that our geological team was quite interested to test for the presence of potentially high-grade gold and silver oxide mineralization as well. So that's the justification for those three drill targets. And again, as I said in my quote, we're eagerly awaiting them. We had started this program almost 4 months ago now, so it's great to finally be getting some results out and putting a bigger spotlight onto this Tombstone project, as we've grown it, one, through the drill bit, and two, through land acquisition.
Okay, now I know it might be a little early to say, but with this drilling and now the first core program done here and then hitting some nice grades, what comes next here? Is there any chance you could move this into a resource at some stage, or are you just continuing to get a handle on where the mineralization is going and potentially even a focus on where that high grade mineralization is?
To answer that, I'll say this. Now that we've drilled both with core and with RC, we're getting more confidence to go and drill much deeper. Hole one was able to get down into the limestones at 243 meters below the surface. We think that we've got now enough capability within our team to go and drill these deeper CRD style targets that we have potentially bedded in the limestone horizon that's almost 2 kilometers thick below the water table in this part of Tombstone. And as well, we're excited to drill test likely with reverse circulation drilling to the west, towards the West Side mine. Given that the step outs that we've drilled this year continue to hit, we do think the focus at this point remains on growing and expanding before, getting too ahead of ourselves in terms of estimation. Although we do have a fairly robust data set now of over 50 drill holes of our own and some historic drill holes that have been partly validated through our drilling from back in the 90s. So we're getting a good set of information, and we'll certainly look to quantify this drilling at some point when it makes sense.
Okay. Simon, thanks for this update. As I mentioned, I will post that drill plan map below this interview, as well as a link to the news release. If any of you have any follow-up questions, please email me. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. We'll follow up as we get more news out of the Tombstone project, as well as Cervantes. Simon, thank you for this update. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Corey. Likewise, have a great week.